مساء الخير، عايزة عشان ما عندناش وقت كتير عايزة introduce myself in the beginning. أنا سارة عزيز. I studied business administration عادي. Then I joined Thomas Cook. مش عارفة مين عارف Thomas Cook as a quality assistant manager. Then for some reason God decided to change the plan, or he decided to show me the real plan. I served في منطقة عشوائية 6 years ago تبع الترنش بتاعتنا. مين خدم عشوائيات هنا؟ Perfect. Very normal for each servant of us to have his own class with a number of audience. But what happened was one of the girls decided just to come and tell me that her father is hugging her. My reaction was, really? My father is hugging me too. But what she was trying to say, that her father was sexually abusing her, I didn't understand what she was trying to say. But I'll tell you why I'm telling you the story. I love sharing this story because this really explains why I'm here today and what I'm doing and why I'm doing that. So she decided to share her story about her father. Then I knew nothing about sexual abuse at that time. We heard a lot about sexual abuse, but none of us probably expect that a father can do that to his little girl. So this was my reaction. Then after that I decided either or. So I decided either to read or to just send her to someone who can just handle this big case. What happened that I started reading, then I joined a university in Denmark. It's 4 years university talking about children's sexual abuse. So it's a children's sexual abuse diploma university in Denmark. Let me tell you frankly, I thought that we will be studying sexual abuse like a year or two maximum. I said, I don't expect that they have that kind big of material to just be covering a whole 4 years. But what happened is we studied the whole four years about sexual abuse. Then I said, okay, because God is really big, and of course you've got big plans, so I'll be serving this area. But actually what happened that the plan was really big. I joined an NGO, I worked there, then I was the vice chairman, then I quit, and I'm starting my big business now. It's a big training center, it's a big dream. And why it's a big dream? Because he's big, it's not up to me. It's a big training center where we can just train teachers. That's why I'm here today. Parents, kids, and teenagers. Why we are training teachers? Okay, so what the problem of like grabbing me in every and each service you are going? It's not like logic. The logic is you teachers will be really trained, a very good training, in order to cover the areas you are serving at, okay? That's why I'm here. There is three kinds of people staying in this room listening to me. The first one, people know nothing about sexual abuse or like having few details and definitions, which I believe that they are like minority. The other kind of people here are the people who heard about sexual abuse and have info, but they never like talked about it or faced it or something like that. And the third may know a lot or don't know anything, but they were sexually abused. People from us. Why I'm saying that? Because one of the wrong things we have in our culture, people think that this sexual abuse problem happened to specific kind of people. Who heard that before? Can you raise your hands up? Okay. So like 25% of people here heard that this problem, we don't face this problem. And this is one of the things which push girls and guys from our community not to talk about it. So what is sexual abuse? Let's start the... what is sexual abuse? Can you just tell me, I need to use that we are like little... Thank God we are not in this big hall. So can you just tell me, what's the first thing just come to your mind when I say sexual abuse? Answers, please. by force. What else? Marina. Impure touches. What else? Mira, مش عارفه حاجه. يعني tell me. I need guys to say, please. Thank you so much. Did you recognize what she said? She said البنات الصغيرين. Wrong. Kids, boys and girls. This is one of the wrong thoughts we have. It's only hurts kids, girls, I mean. I know. Okay. Okay. That's why I'm asking. What do you know about sexual abuse? What's the first thing come to your mind? Makram, don't you want to say anything? Did you say anything? So it's looking, touching, right? Comments? Yes, someone just crossed my boundaries. This is sexual abuse. Did you know that one of the definitions of sexual abuse is the kids seeing their parents having sex? This is considered sexual abuse. Pornography by force for the kids is sexual abuse. So let's see the definition. Okay, scientifically, any definition of child harassment must first be able to define three terms. Let me tell you something. We are taking the basics. The teacher course is from 4 to 5 hours. I have 45 minutes. The PowerPoint was something like 180 slides. It's 26. So this is the basic. I will be like putting my email at the end. Anyone interested to have this big course, just email me, okay? So this is the basic. متفقين? Okay. So scientifically, any definition of child harassment must first be able to define the term of child sexual and harassment. So I will tell you a story. By the way, all the stories I'll be mentioning are real. I changed some details for confidential reasons, but they are really true. So one of the girls just came to me once and said, Sarah, I was sexually abused from my uncle while I was 6 years old. So I have two options, and this is why I'm telling you that story, because you need to determine the reaction you will be giving when someone just tell you this story. So I have several options. I can just say, oh my God, really? With this sad facial expressions, which I shouldn't be doing that. And the other thing is like being a wall, give no impression, okay, then. So this is really wrong. And the third, which is the right thing to be done, is, okay, what happened? Can you just tell me more about that? So I need first to know what the definition of sexual abuse for her. Because we are from the same community here in this classroom, right? But we have different definition about sexual abuse. For me, it's different than for her, different than for him. It's different. So first, I need to know what is sexual abuse for the girl or for the guy who's coming and talking to me. So this is the first thing I need to know. What do you mean with sexual abuse? Can you tell me more about that? This is counseling statements. لبغششكو. This is really good to be said. And you will feel it. Imagine that you are just talking about any problem you are facing. This is like giving more space, giving more safety for the people, for the girl or for the guy who are talking. So this is the big thing you need to just take good care of while talking. Like giving space to the other one who's talking with you about what do you mean with sexual abuse. For me to write a report at the end of a counseling session and say this is a sexual abuse, this girl had been sexually abused, or this guy had been sexually abused, I need to have those three terms in the event. So I will tell you a story, and you will tell me is are they having this trial and sexual harassment in the story or not? Okay. Yes, we are talking right now about child. We are talking about children. Okay. We will be covering the adults later, but I'm talking about children because why I'm talking about children, Yadina? Because we are starting from the beginning. Like if they were sexually abused. Had been sexually abused when they were children, okay? So we are starting from the beginning. So I will say a story. You will just tell me that if this story covered those three important terms, child, sexual, and harassment. Okay. As if I'm telling the story on her behalf, okay? I was 5 years old. My uncle came to me once and asked me about what I'm doing. So I said, this is a true story, by the way. So I said, it's not my story, okay? So I said, I'm playing with my new puzzle. So he said, really, this is so cute. So, wow, these lovely shorts you are wearing, they are really new. She said, yes, my daddy just grabbed this for me by Christmas or something. So he said, okay, what about taking them off? She said, oh no, this is, I couldn't do that. He said, this would be our secret and that's what, and I'm doing that because I love you. And I have this big bar of chocolate for you, so you can eat it after that. Then she said, okay. Then she just take off her shorts and what happened after was, he started touching her private organs. Counselors, I know this is a big name. Teachers, what do you think? Is this a sexual abuse case or not? Why? Why? Child, sexual, and harassment. What I mean with harassment? Crossing the boundaries. Someone do something by force, as you said. Let's go and define each and every word of those. The child, a human being below the age of 18 years old. This is a law. In Philippines, because I went there for a mission, it's 19 years old. 19 years old. Why we are considering people 19 and below children? Why? Because we are not talking about being mature by the physical appeal, but we are talking about psychological appeal too. So sometimes we have people 16 and 17 and 18 and they couldn't say no. Tumai? Okay, again. Did any one of you saw before someone by the age of 40? And you can just say that this is a teenager guy, he's not 40. Who agrees? So yes, I'm saying that it's not a law. Yes, it's a law like 18 and below are kids. But for sometimes we just see people above 18 and they are still kids. Who agrees? Okay. Why I'm saying that? Because if I have this 16 years old girl going through a sexual relationship with her neighbor X, I need to be concentrating in the way she can say no in order to judge, is this a sexual abuse or this a sexual relationship? Is this clear? Say it again. I'll say it again. Why this part is really critical. I have a girl I'm counseling, she's 16 years old. With her free will, she goes to this guy by his place and they're having sex and she got pregnant of him. She's 16. And he's like forcing her to do that. He's like pushing her hard because she don't have love, she don't receive love from her parents, she don't have friends. Her church teachers are like really harsh. She never thought about telling them anything of this kind of stories before. She's 16. But she's, for me, I couldn't just say this is sexual abuse. No, she's with her free will going and doing that. Did you just, because some of the areas we are working in, they do this with their free will. This is not considered sexual abuse. Some areas like Philippines, some places in South Africa, some other areas, they do that. They don't have the free will to say no. They are like being sexually abused in their homes. But other areas, for example, South Africa, you know that the HIV there is very common. And we have a mindset saying that If a guy who has like an HIV, if he's got a relationship, if he have a relationship with a girl, a virgin girl, he will be free from HIV. Did you hear that before? So this is the mind setting. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able as teachers to know what is a sexual abuse case and what is a sexual relation case. Okay? So this is Viv. Thank you. She's 5 years old. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Sexual harassment is to force. Is to force a child or young person, Dina, to participate in sexual activities, whether the child is conscious or not. Okay. If I started talking with Dina Chinese language, I know that some people here are learning Chinese. So let's assume that no one here understands Chinese. So if I started talking with Dina about Chinese, so you will just feel that this is a weird language, right? Will any one of you understand what we are really saying? No. This is exactly what happened to kids. What happened to kids is she feels that there is something wrong going on. She couldn't explain it. This is really clear in the counseling sessions. She's 26 years old or something, and she started talking about her neighbor who sexually abused her. I'm so sorry about the stories I'll be telling you today. Did Marina promise you that you'll be smiling in this session? No. But we will be smiling for only one reason. We will be having the material or the tools how to help others. So this will be the only thing makes us smile. What I need to ask you before I continue this story and other hard stories. Please don't just get out of this room being afraid from all the people outside. And if you remember something happened to you, please contact me. I'm serious. Because I believe this will happen. But what I need to ask you for is don't go out of this room saying comments to each other like, oh my goodness, this seems an abuser. He's doing the same act Sarah just said about. No. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Because there is a good people and there is a bad people too. And all of us know that. Did I surprise you? No. But what is hard for us to understand is knowing that there is people hurting this kind of hurts in the home. Right? Can I make it a bit harder? In church. Okay, let's continue the story. So what I was talking about is this little girl who started sharing this story about her neighbor who sexually abused her. And she started explaining the fact I did with Dina right now. This is a Chinese language, but I couldn't understand what she's exactly saying, right? So what happened is while saying the story, she started saying that he started like pushing me hard, and he started taking my clothes off, and I just feel inside me that there is something wrong, but I couldn't know what was that. All what she's keep on saying, fear. I just feel fear all over my heart and my body. So this makes us understand why they don't talk. Because for some reason, I will tell you the reasons, probably two reasons. They feel afraid to say, this thing happened to me. Some girls or guys, their body can react for this sexual act happened to them. If this bottle is really hot and I started touching this one, what will happen to my hands? Right? This means that when I'll be more mature person, I won't be feel this, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So there is a fact called the body reacts. And this is one of the major reasons for our kids, which made them feel guilty, so they never talk about it. Is this clear? Okay. We will have time for questions, by the way. Okay. The term sexual. Sexual harassment is to first... Yes, we said that. These Possible activities include touching the private areas of the child or forcing the child to touch the private areas of the abuser. This is like a new age of sexual harassment. It's not the figure we've got about the abuser who just grab a kid forcefully and just push him to the wall and start sexually abusing him. No, it's a way different. For some kids it starts by saying, okay, let's start touching each other organs. This is my eye, and this is your eyes. So I'll be touching your eyes, and you will be touching my eyes. Then I will be touching the nose, and you will be touching the nose. This is one of the methods. So can you just remove this, and we will be coming to this slide very soon, this hard profile of an abuser, he's got this good, very good relationship with the kids. Very good relationship. He's so wise to like monitor the problems of the parents and start having a good relationship with them. Can you imagine that? I read this in books and I saw it real in a lot of stories. Some of the girls I'm counseling, they're kids. And one of the girls, she loves him. He's the one who takes good care of her. He's the one who take care of anything she needs, from chocolate, from water, from food. He can like look to her eyes and recognize that she needs something now, and he just ran and grabbed it. And the parents are sitting saying, oh, how cute this uncle is. Sorry. So this is one of the things we need to just take care of. I just mentioned in the beginning the fact of it differs. It differs from a community to another, the way we define sexual abuse. Okay. Okay. So in short, sexual harassment is involving children in sexual activities whereby they are used as objects. As objects. So we are here hitting a part concerning the identity. The identity. If we raise our kids, either in homes, our own kids, or in church, or the people we are serving, like focusing in the fact of having an identity, this will make a difference. Can you imagine that one of the main reasons of sexual abuse is the identity? Imagine that? Yes. If I just feel that I'm useless, I'm zero, I'm nothing, I'm not precious, no one cares about me, and I'm a little kid and I just find someone taking really good care of me, what I'll be doing? This is one of the hardest stories for me. This little, lovely, adorable 4 years old girl, I'm counseling her. She's been sexually abused from her grandmother, and she's from our community. Okay, so please, I just see the walls here in your eyes. Definitely she's not from our community. We are perfect. No, she's from our community, okay? And I remember this parent session when I started talking about who is the abuser. We'll just mention that here. And frankly, to be honest with you, I was working on this PowerPoint and I typed a father, a mother, a grandfather, uncle, a teacher. I couldn't type a grandmother. I couldn't do it. Maybe because I never heard the story about that before. I don't know, but I just found her face turns red with this angry look on her face and shouting to me in front of all the people sitting in the session saying, why didn't you mention a grandmother from the list? So I was like, of course. Oh really, I missed it. I'm sorry. Then after the session, she just came to me and she started talking about her mother-in-law who sexually abused the girl. And she started saying the situation and she was like, is this really sexual abuse? I was like, yes. It's hard to believe. Yes, this is sexual abuse. And if we started dealing with other people with the perspective of like having some people out of this sin, we will be doing a fault. Do you agree with me? Can you raise your hands? You don't agree. Okay, let's explain this again. What I want to say is don't say that this category of people will never be under this problem. We are all humans, right? I need to hear you. We are all humans, right? And we are all, and the Bible mentioned that all of us are under the sin. So anyone can do that unless people having a real relationship with God. So why I'm saying that, I ask you in the beginning, don't go out of this room fearing every people you meet. I'm just saying that for only one reason. Believe me. For the reason when one of the girls or the guys you are serving anywhere in the world mention for you a story. Believe them. Believe them. I know that there is like a popping question. Some stories are fake. Yes, some stories are fake. I agree. Some stories are fake. We will be talking about that at the end. I'm talking about kids. Kids will never say a fake story about this issue. Definitely there is an input happen. An input. An input like they saw something, or some of their friends told them about a story, or them themselves happened to them such a fact. Do you agree? Okay. Okay. Okay, this is really important. Why the kids don't say no? Why? What do you think? Sorry. Because they got the guilt feelings? What else? Shy? Can you just... Yes, exactly. Most of the time, they are trusted people, right? Please.
They don't know.
Yes. Did you want? Okay.
Curiosity?
No, I'm talking about kids face the sexual abuse act. Why don't they say that this happened to them? Okay. Curiosity is one of the tools which can open the doors for abusers, by the way. This is very common. Parents have a problem answering specific questions the kids ask. Right? A major problem. And believe me, we have the problem, not the kids. We have like areas in our minds like, no, please don't ask me this question. Right? And this is very common. We can just find this in our homes. Like if the little girl decided to go to the father and ask, "Hi, Daddy, can you just tell me from where did you get me?" The common answer is, "Ala baba gema." Ala baba musik. Or if he'd like, he was shocked from the question, "Go ask your mom." Then the mom will answer, "Ala baba gema." Or the girl will come and say, "My daddy didn't ask the question. Go ask whatever." Or, "No, we don't talk about those things now, okay?" Which makes, okay, thank you. I will have my resources. I will tell you a very funny story. Two funny stories because I can see this sad look on your face. Okay, the first, a bit funny, half sad. A 6 years old girl watching Friends movie. You know Friends? Horrible. Anyway, so she heard this sexy word said that you look sexy today. So the girl went to her mother and said, "Mom, what this means with sexy?" She said, "Sexy. I don't know." This is exactly the answer because the mom told me the story, so I'm like acting the same way she did. So the girl went to the office, the mom's office in the home. She just typed Google and she write define sexy. Goes without saying. And I don't know how she did it. She printed out the paper and she said, "Mom, this is the definition because you don't know." Exactly, for your info. It's funny. But in fact, it's a disaster. You agree with me, right? Okay, the other horrible story is... We will be jumping to the who is the abuser, but let me tell you this story because this story will help us know that we are dealing with different generation, okay? The generation we've raised in is totally different. We are really from different generation. I can remember the feeling of, no, I couldn't do that. Remember that feeling? Something saying no. Didn't you feel it before? You felt it before. I can tell you that I didn't see any of those feelings in the generation I'm dealing with nowadays. Who agrees? We have a problem. And who agrees, and please raise your hands up, that the parents are one of the main reasons of that. Thank you, parents. Thank you, I see. Okay. The horrible story was a 6 years old boy, he just go to the teacher in Sunday school and he said, "Is sex a sin?" He said, "Yes, definitely." He said, "Okay, can we define sin?" He said, "Of course." He said, "Okay, sin is something you did towards someone who hurts him." He said, "Yes, exactly. You hurt people with your sin." He said, "Okay, don't be shy from this part, okay? What about the condoms? I couldn't hurt her if I wear a condom." And he was like, "Excuse me, he's 6 years old." This is the type of generation we are dealing with, okay? Did I shock you? I know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But I need to like do that, so I didn't. Okay. Who is the abuser? Who is the abuser? Can you tell me names? Names. Father? Grandmother. Thank you. Dean and Durek. Okay. I need to hear you. Father? Mother? Brother? Teacher? Neighbor? Director? A boss? Yes. Stranger in the street? Uncles? Relatives in general? Cousins? Nannies? Who? Friends? Yes. Brothers? Sisters? Sisters. What else? Can you explain more in teachers? Leaders. Thank you. Leaders. Any kind of leaders. This is not to make you feel that abuser. Believe me, this is not the output I'm expecting. I told you in the beginning, the only output I'm expecting is believing. So let's hear this. Most of us believe that the harassers are awful, abnormal humans until we realize that we know a harasser, right? Did any one of you met a harasser before? Can you raise your hands? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, were guys? All of them were guys?
No, girls.
Girls. I met a girl, and this was the graduation project I did. She abused 11 kids. She was a Sunday leader, and she loved kids. And she started telling me the story by saying, "Oh, I love kids." She was not smiling, she was crying, because this was one of the hardest counseling sessions we had. She started saying that she started serving the church kids because she loved kids, and I was like, please don't say that the 11 were from them. And then she said, "No, I didn't abuse anyone from the girls and the guys. It was the kids." All of them were like sisters and neighbors and other things. Why I'm saying that? Because this is clear, right? I don't need to just move more in that. I believe that all of you can say with me out loud when I ask you this question, who expect to be an abuser? You will say anyone, right? Can I hear it? Anyone, thank you so much. Why, let me like tell it for you like the fourth or the fifth time. We need to believe the girls and the guys coming and telling us the stories about the abusers. Imagine that you have I was in the States last year, and I was in church, and I saw those lovely group, and I was like, "Hi, how are you?" And after going back home, I saw one of them on the news. She did this amazing thing. She jumped from an aeroplane, and a lot of people saw her and buy tickets. And with all those amounts, she went and paid for a center who's taking good care of children for kids who's been sexually abused before. So the other week, I just saw her and I said, What did you think? Did you jump from an aeroplane to just have tickets to pay for a center who's taking a good care of children who had been sexually abused? You can just collect money with other ways. Don't just jump from an aeroplane. This is really scary for me. So she said, no, this wasn't the reason. She said that, exactly. She said, I was sexually abused before, and I decided showing others how hard to mention that I had been sexually abused. It's almost nothing comparing to jumping from a flight. So believe it. The kids, the girls, the guys, the teenagers, the adults who's coming and telling you this story, they did a lot to reach this point. So they are not waiting for bigot. They are not waiting for this bigot. They are waiting for, can you tell me more about that? This is really painful. And she need to see this look on my face. It's okay to feel angry about her. It's okay to feel like, this is really annoying. Can you just tell me more? Okay. Between 25 and 43% of sexual harassers are from kids to kids. Unfortunately, they are calculated in the average of 87%. Okay, imagine that 87% of the abusers are known. From this 87%, we will take from 25 to 43 kids to kids. Why I'm telling you that? Because the statistics said that the parents are the main reason. Because when the kids go and ask the parents for questions like, mommy, why my little brother is different than me, having different organs? Hello, this is a really normal question, okay? And the answer is really easy. Because he's a boy and you are a girl. You are very precious. He's so precious. Stop. But the wrong answers from the parents push the kids to go and discover themselves. Discovering themselves is considered sexual abuse. I don't know, I don't want to like focus more about that, but I need to like start talking about what do I do if I found out. Believe. This is number one. Believe. Even if you have some concerns about the story, please let the first impression, I believe you. Go on, tell me more about the story. The second thing is explaining to the child that it's not his or her fault. It's not their fault. It's not my fault to be a kid. Right? It's never a fault. So sometimes we just reply hard replies for the kids or for the adults saying, this was your fault. You shouldn't do that. And if we don't say it like frankly like that, we can unconsciously mention this between our words, like statements like if a girl just went to her daddy and said, "Dad, today while I was in the nursery, some of my friends, girls in the nursery, just pulled my pants off." No, this is wrong. He didn't say that you are wrong, but the message delivered is, this is my fault. Did you get that? So let us assure. I have one of the girls I'm counseling, it had been 4 years. She had been sexually abused when she was 6 years old. And she's something like, she's turning 30 very soon. And every time, every day, we are like meeting on a weekly basis. Every time I see her, I just confirm, do you remember that it wasn't your fault? Sometimes she said yes, and sometimes she said no. In this like period in my life, I just feel this is my fault. I am guilty. This is my fault. Three, help. Help, help, this is really important, because if some of the girls just come and just tell me the story and I like greet her at the end of the session saying, thank you so much for this, for sharing this hard story and goodbye. No, I need to help. What kind of help I need to do is reporting. Reporting to someone, I'm not talking about that. Of course, not yet. We hope. I'm talking about reporting someone who can do something. Like qualified people. Like reading more about what shall I be doing concerning the physical act or an attack to the home. I'm talking about attack because this is considered for the partner in the home attack. I'm just mentioning. Okay, this is a very good book. Can you just write this down? From Shame to Peace. This is a very good book. From Shame to Peace. It's a book where you can just find out all what you need concerning this topic. What kind of help I'm asking you to do? Who can just raise the hands by mentioning or assuring that you heard about sexual abuse cases in your countries you are serving in evangelism? Can you raise your hands? Upwards, please. So people raising their hands, they heard about sexual abuse cases in the countries they are serving in? Okay. Please. From...
What do you mean?
Yes, okay. Okay, example. You are talking about a kid? Yes, okay, so this is like a specific story, but I'll be like covering it fast. If someone just, if my little girl just came and told me, Mommy, this girl in the nursery or whatever, anywhere, pulled my pants off and she just said nothing after, I'd be saying, okay, what did you do? She would say, maybe she'd say, I pulled it off, and maybe she would say, no, I didn't. So in both cases, let us send this safe emotions. And tell her, if she did the right thing, oh, good girl, you did the right action. You are a good girl. And if she did the wrong thing, you know, we can just say, you know what? You are so precious. You are so precious. And because you are really precious, God covered specific areas from your body, like the eyes. He covered because it's really critical. No one can just put his hands in your eyes. And the ears too. You know that the ears, this is like a shape outside, but the real ears is inside. And that's why God covered it with this shape. So this is like, you know, it's the positive messages and give them the push. You can do that. We don't push more and you can say no. Because if for some reason she couldn't, she won't come and tell me that this happened. So, in our workshops now, you will be discussing the sexual abuse topic. Right? You know that? Okay. This will be happening. I'll be passing through the groups, talking specifically about the areas. And this is like a plan. Me and Marina were like talking and saying that we will be working by area. Okay, look guys, we are not here to like tell you information and tell you goodbye. Good luck. No. I will be passing by each and every country, if I could do that today, and I'll come next Sunday. To start working by area. Like Philippines. Where is Philippines people here? Hello. I will be meeting with you today. So Philippines, I went, I knew the issues. We will start working based on an experience. Other countries, South Africa, whatever, Ethiopia, Burundi people are doing good job. So we will be passing and seeing the real problems. For some countries, you don't have a sexual problem issue, right? For some countries, maybe they are not facing a children's sexual abuse issue. So this will be fine. Let me conclude what I said in 3 minutes. Let me say this first. Do you think that there is a way out? Okay, let me tell you this before. Do you know the internet is one of the doors which opens the doors like that for an abuser? Why? Because I don't know if you know that or not. I'm sorry. I don't know if you know that or not, but kids are sharing their photos on the internet. They are doing that. Our kids. I can hear this. Yes, yes. So they are doing that. And I don't know if you know that if any of us put any picture, it's there. We couldn't remove it. I'm talking about pornography pictures. So we need for the areas we are serving at, we need to say this. Take care of the picture you are sharing. take care of the communication, take care of the chat, the Facebook, the Skype, take good care. And if we are serving areas having an internet and teens there are really into this stuff, we need to talk about the media. Because media, sexual relationships, sexual abuse, it's like, did you get what I'm saying? It's like an area, we need to open it. So the children's sexual abuse topic is one of those areas. So the predators, the abusers got a plan. We need to have a plan too. They've got a plan. It's not like picking up a kid and abusing him and throwing him away. No. It's a relationship. You know what I'm really facing hard with this little girl I'm talking about nowadays? She loves her grandmother. She loves her. She really loves her. She was the one who stays with her all the day. When her mother was taking good care from this little boy. And the father every day in the morning take the girl, put her at the grandmother's home and he leave her all the day till he's done from his work and just go grab her. So for her, the grandmother was the one who took a really good care of her, right? Like, try to think from the girl's perspective. The girl loves her grandmother. She was the one who took a really good care of her, food, care, love, everything. So they've got a plan. We should be having a good plan too. Is there any way out? Is it black? صح يا دكتور مش black. Is it black? Please reply with a loud voice. انتو صدمتوني. You are the guys who sending a message, a positive message, and I couldn't feel any positive message from you دلوقتي. If I'm sexually abused, انتو دمرتوني يا جماعة على فكرة. اروح انتحر ونعمل ايه؟ Say it out loud, trusting there is a way out. We are Christians. We have Jesus. We are doing this evangelism about God himself, the real healer, who can heal. And he said that, I came for the broken hearts, right? Okay, so this is an encouraging verse. We can just, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. This is our only hope message. We have the courage, we have the strength, we have the power to change the world. This is true. We can do that. We couldn't do that without any negative messages. We are not having knowledge power. We have more and more power. I'm done. You have 3 minutes questions. Please. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Perfect. This is a really good question. The only thing will make you approach this person to come and talk with you is talking about it. The same thing I did now. Every time I go give a session anywhere, I receive a message or an email or anything saying, Sarah, can I meet you? We need to send this information to others. This is number two. Number one, we need to let people feel that we are safe. Safe. One of the major things they don't want to talk with us about, because what will we think about them after that, right? And believe it or not, be faithful and raise your hand. We ourselves have these problems with our abatarof or the friends close to us, right? What he will think about me? Can you raise your hand? We have this problem ourselves. So we need to like approach people by sending them safe messages. I was loved unconditionally, ya jamaa. I was loved unconditionally. So I should love others unconditionally. If I'm not sending this message, hayroho fein? Hayroho fein? So we have scientific thoughts and information and methods, we have the Bible, go. Intalaq. We have a statistic saying that in Egypt every 10 minutes we have sexual abuse case. عندي two options. يا إما كل عشر دقايق أقول ينهار أبيض في واحدة دلوقتي بيحصل لها sexual abuse, or I can choose someone to talk about an information about awareness everywhere, everywhere I go. طابور الانتخابات شايف مين يا أيام بجد. We need to talk. There is some people sending fear messages. We need to send the opposite message. مين موافق؟ حد عنده سؤال تاني؟ Any questions? Think top. فجأة؟ سوين. Go on. This problem with our community? Yes. Yes. ماش علاقة. So, كملي جملة please. Both. I agree with you. We have a critical problem in our community blaming the girl. المصري اليوم من أسبوعين statistics على الانترنت. So الانترنت statistics targeting so far people مش ignorant, right? So far. The statistics said that 65% of the main reason of sexual abuse is the female. 65%. So I have two options. يا روح أقتلهم كلهم. Or to say it and send this message, it's not my fault. And say it to you and encourage you to say no. And you encourage the one sitting next to you. And you just have a phone call and encourage someone to talk about it. Talk about it. It's not easy. You know why? It's the mindset. That's why our real focus with the children, not the people around. If we just raise up a new generation able to say no, knowing the identity, tell me what will happen. They can do it. They can do it. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Go on. Say this again. A kid is abusing the servant? Okay, I need to... Okay, I would repeat the question again to make sure that I understood. So, you are talking about ready service, for example? Service in South Africa. Kids in South Africa. They are trying to the leaders. Okay. This is a really good question. Okay. خلونا Okay. This is really important question. That's why being someone helping in this field, I need to be really aware. I'm counseling lesbians. I have 3 lesbians I'm counseling. Imagine. It's not easy. I'm telling you. It's not easy. So I'm doing like hard things. Like we are not meeting at office. We are meeting outdoors. We are setting boundaries and clear boundaries. Very clear boundaries. She can be like crying. I couldn't touch her. This is like rules. This rules is protecting me and protecting her too. You should be doing that. Clear rules for the servants before the kids. Okay? We have high South African servants. We have a problem in this case. So we need to take a good care from our physical touch with the kids. And from the places we are meeting in. So we couldn't like take girls and meet them with someone alone in like a side place. It's like open area. All the people are saying, and let's open this topic with them. They have a problem. Some kids understand sex as love. Because this was the way they had been loved with. So this is the way they are applying. So it's like two problems. The first problem is making sure that the teachers are aware with very clear laws and rules and boundaries, physical touch, etc. And the other side, talking with the kids. They have a problem. You need to discuss that with them. Yes, you can. Definitely, you will take his hands away. Of course, goes without saying. No, you shouldn't shout. You should take him from his hands on spot, alone, and start talking with him. Why are you doing that? Do you know that this is improper? Why are you like having fun with that? Did this happen to you before? Was this the way you had fun with your friends? You need to see the cycle. You will be probably surprised that this is the way we play. Technical question. You need to ask him. I agree with you. I remember that this happened to me. Keep it a secret, please. One of the girls don't know how to kiss proper kisses. She kissed the way the abuser kissed her. So it's really hard. So this, I need to make things clear. So I started talking with English. For some reason, I don't know why. So I started asking her, okay, I need to grab the social worker to translate. She said, okay, I grabbed the social worker. We went and stayed in the prayer room. And I started talking with her. This is improper. Why you are doing that? And I said, why are you kissing me this way? She started saying that this is the way I have been kissed with. So she got a problem. Yes, she's doing bad things, but she's having a real problem. So technically, you need to take the permission first. Because if you suddenly grab someone from outside and started talking with him, like he started with me, can you believe it? You will lose him. I'm done. I'm sorry. I will be passing. Can you just write down my email? It will be on the screen now. Please contact me for any question. Contact me for any specific courses you want. I will be glad to help. Okay? Thank you so much. I will be passing by you in the groups. Hope it was not this bad, sad session. Can you please smile? Makra. Thank you. But for your info, next Thursday, عندنا وقفة احتجاجية for the sexual harassment problems in Egypt. I can let you know. If you're interested, send me an email. I'll send you the link, okay?
Just one announcement. Next week, الworkshops time هيبقى الhorizontal meeting بتاعت support service. فياريت every country leader يانونس to his class عشان كل واحد يبقى تبع التيم اللي هو his part of spiritual أو whatever. Okay. الحجز بتاع المؤتمر ورا يا جماعة, لازم كلنا نحجز النهاردة. أو لو حد يعرف حد عايز ياريت يحجز له. لا, في محاضرة وكله الأسبوع الجاي. أنا بكلم على الحجز علشان we have to make the reservations for the hotel and the buses. Thank you.
جماعة, ممكن أخد your attention one minute. إحنا طالعين الكونفرنس بتاع ساوث أفريكا بعد 10 أيام إن شاء الله, وعملين تيشيرتات للساوث أفريكانز. اللي عايز يكونتريبيوت معانا, التيشيرت والكوست 30 باوندز. أوكي, التيشيرت تكلفته 25 جنيه, وشارين ريس بانز للعيال كمان. فا if you want to contribute, كريستين إليا هتبقى واقفة برا. Please give her your donation. We pray for us. Thank you.